He said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Luke 23, verse 42.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, Lament to Praise, was written by Bill Crowder and read by Wes Ward.
Luke chapter 23, verses 32 through 34 and verses 39 through 43. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. Now picking up at verse 39. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Lament to Praise, written by Bill Crowder. Several legends surround the naming of the beautiful five-petaled flower, the forget-me-not. Among those stories is one from a German legend. According to the story, as God named all the plants he created, one little flower worried that it would be overlooked. So the flower called out, "Forget-me-not, O Lord!" And that's the name God gave to it. Though this is only a story, the forget-me-not has become a symbol of love and remembrance. Yet all of us have experienced what it feels like to be forgotten. To be remembered, especially to be remembered by our God, is our heart's true desire. We find just such a story in the account of the crucifixion of Jesus. Luke 23 tells us, two other men, both criminals, were also led out with Jesus to be executed. As they were being crucified, one criminal next to Christ suddenly understood. He said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Christ's response was unforgettable. "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." What an amazing moment. In his darkest hour, that criminal learned what it meant to be remembered by the Son of God. We too are remembered in our hour of need. The God who loved us enough to die for us will never forget us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, in our moments of deep need and longing, would you remind us that we are never forgotten by you? Thank you for the eternal hope we have in your promise to remember us and bring us into your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.
As you go about your day, reflect on these questions. When have you felt forgotten? How will you turn to Jesus today and permit him to turn your lament into praise?